This is KQEN Local Talk at 4. Each weekday, News Radio 1240 KQEN brings you local information at 4 o'clock. Now, your Q, presented by Premier Insurance Group. Here is Shannon Sebastian with your Q on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of Your Q. I am Shannon Sebastian, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I learned last week that time is precious and goes by very quickly. So I'm just going to dive right into today's show and welcome the guests that we have here in studio, which are some wonderful members of our local Toastmasters. So I'm going to introduce them here. We have Jim Daniels is a former Oregon membership ambassador for Toastmasters. He's been a Toastmaster since 1997 and is a distinguished Toastmaster. And we'll find out more about that. Jim has held every position and every distinction in Toastmasters. While he's never been uncomfortable speaking in public, he credits Toastmasters with polishing those skills. Jim, welcome today.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And next, we have Becky Holm, who is the manager at Roto-Rooter and a charter member of Wonderful Oregon Wordmasters, or WOW Toastmasters. Becky has been a fixture in Douglas County social and political circles her whole life and uses Toastmasters. She feels that Toastmasters has been a fine-tuning process for her active listening skills. Welcome, Becky.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. And last but not least, we have Kim Todd, is the president of Roseburg Toastmasters Club 604. She joined the meeting 7 years ago and continues to improve her listening and speaking skills. Toastmasters has opened doors for her personally and professionally, and that's great news for good communicators. So welcome, and thank you for being
Shannon
here.
For having us today.
I always say excited. I'm never going to get rid of that. I joke around about it on every show, how I'm excited. And anyway, just welcome, welcome, welcome.
So Shannon, is excited your filler word?
I think it's excited's my filler word. Which mic? We're on here.
Okay.
So I think one of them is acting funny, though. But
that would probably be Becky's mic.
Yeah. So we'll talk.
That would be legitimate.
It doesn't work. It's good.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're going to figure this out here. So anyway, just a little bit about Toastmasters. So Toastmasters International is a nonprofit educational organization that teaches public speaking and leadership skills through a worldwide network of clubs. Headquartered in Inglewood, Colorado, the organization's membership exceeds 300,000 in more than 15,800 clubs in 149 countries. Since 1924, Toastmasters International has helped people from diverse backgrounds become more confident speakers, communicators, and leaders. Well, that all sounds wonderful, and so I'm so excited to have our local crew here today. So let's find out a little bit more about Toastmasters. So who wants to start? Where and when? Because it sounds like there's two different groups just from doing the introductions.
Yes.
So let's tell them about both. Where and when do you guys meet, and how long does a meeting start?
I'll start, Shannon. This is Kim, and I don't think my mic was working before, so I'm glad that you leveled me up to this microphone. Thank you. I am the president of the Roseburg Toastmasters Club 604, which is the oldest Toastmasters Club in Douglas County. And I have not been a part of it for the whole time, but because clearly I'm a young person. But our club meets in virtual land on Zoom for the last year and a half. And we continue to meet virtually every week on Thursday mornings. And this is a club that allows guests to join. Our meetings are always 1 hour. This is the Toastmaster. This is the way Toastmasters always meet, no matter what club you go to in any town. And the membership has just really allowed people to up their professional game, to increase their social chatter, and also just become better listeners. So that is our club, and I'm happy to tell you more about that as we go along, but I'll let Jim talk about the WOW group.
The WOW group.
WOW Toastmasters is actually Wonderful Oregon Wordmasters, and you can find us at wowtoastmasters.org. .com, excuse me. WOWtoastmasters.com. We meet on Tuesdays at 5:30. Our meeting actually starts at 5:45, but we have a couple of minutes of get to know each other. And like all Toastmaster meetings, our meetings start on time and end on time, so you can plan on being out of the meeting at 6:45. We have kind of a different group. We meet in person at the Roseburg Senior Center in the Business Center side. That's kind of the northwest corner.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just a big lobby where we have room to spread out, but that time of day there's no one around. And we can have our speeches. We do table topics, which is something we may want to talk about in a minute, and get in and get out and have a good time and learn something.
So it sounds like the fact that it's an hour is a respected time frame. So for people that are really busy or need to be able to schedule other things before and after, that the start and the stop time is really important as a club and whole and at the whole of it.
That's right. There are some meetings that meet for 90 minutes or even 2 hours, but it's very clear in advance just when the meeting starts and it's over on time, because we've all been to that 30-minute meeting in somebody's office that lasts 90 minutes, and no one appreciates that. We learn to run our meetings on time, start, get in, do what we're doing, and get out.
So each one of you, because I know it's kind of a little different, so tell me what you've gotten out of being in Toastmasters.
Thanks, Shannon. I have never been afraid of being in front of people or speaking. That's never been a challenge for me. I know it is for a lot of people. What I have, and many have had issues with or challenges with, is listening. How often when you're speaking, are you actually formulating what you're going to be saying in response? What Toastmasters has done for me is taught me a lot of critical listening skills. And so that skill, if you think about it, can translate into a whole bunch of different, and no, bunch is not an active verb. So that was the grammarian would get me for that one. A plethora of skill, of ways to use that skill. The listening part of it has been very, very beneficial. Also, learning to pause rather than use those filler words, mm-hmm. such as so, and
what we excited talked about
ahead of
time.
So there we go.
No judgment in this room today.
But it does make you aware of it.
Right, absolutely.
And it allows you to pause and consider what you're going to say rather than just rambling on, hoping that at some point you catch what you're going to be trying to say in the future. So.
And Kim, tell us what you've got out of Toastmasters.
Well, like Becky and Jim, I don't necessarily struggle with being in front of an audience or speaking in an impromptu way. The thing that I struggle with is conciseness, because I have three sisters and we all fight for talk time. We have not learned when to stop the talk time. And Toastmasters, with their timing, with their very apportioned agenda, it tells you exactly how long each role is to take. It has really brought my awareness, as Becky alluded to earlier, to how important it is to fit your message into a timely span of minutes.
Right.
And that you can really cut so much of the filler and the duplication and repeating that tends to be a crutch for some of us. And that's what I've gotten the most. I still struggle. We time every meeting. Every role is timed. We have a timer role.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very gentle thing. It is nothing that I have ever felt I have never felt strange explaining to somebody else. It's just once you've experienced, you understand. You get a green light when you're approaching mm-hmm. a certain limit, a yellow light just to give you a second cue. And when you hit a red light, that just means wrap it up in the next 15 seconds or you're really over time. And we have new members come all the time. We have guests come. Some are very, you know, they already come with those things in place. But others of us still need to continue to work on it. And that's the place you come to do it. It's a very comfortable atmosphere, mm-hmm. and everything's explained, all the expectations up front.
I have to share that that Jim actually shared that app with me when he knew we were starting the show, because I'd never done anything like this before. This is absolutely brand new to me, being on the radio, having a show, doing anything like this. And so when I came to the show, I did that for the first couple times to just kind of learn to gauge and train myself when about a minute or two was left to pay attention to the clock, so I wasn't constantly looking at the clock. And so that was very helpful. And Jim, thank you for that. I really appreciated the share and the teach on that. So, you know, you mentor already. And so I know you, in your intro, we had talked about you also weren't having an issue with talking in public, but what has Toastmasters done for you?
I was willing to speak in front of any group anytime, and I wasn't good at it. I'd go on and on and on. I'm sure I was full of filler words. And my speech patterns weren't easy to understand. I'd sometimes lose my place. And it just makes a lot more sense when you have an organized way of talking. And we practice this even in our short speeches, our 1 to 2 minute speech called Table Topics. You practice having an opening, a body, and a closing or a conclusion. It's one of those things, after you practice enough times doing a speech in 2 minutes, when someone says, "Stand up for a couple of minutes and tell us about yourself," you know just where you're going. You start, you tell them what you're going to tell them, you tell them, and then you tell them what you just told them and close it up.
Well, Anne, I know when we talked about this, you are in the one percentile of Toastmasters, or I'm not sure how I'm phrasing that right, but I know when we've talked before, you have a very precise distinction within
Distinguished Toastmaster is a designation that Toastmasters gives when you've completed a whole lot of different tasks and assignments and done a lot of speaking, a lot of evaluating, a lot of coaching and mentoring. You've coached a club, you've coached individuals, and at the end of the process, which is a minimum of about 2 to 3 years, you become a Distinguished Toastmaster. That designation belongs to currently just a little less than 3,000 people who are active Toastmasters out of 300,000.
Yeah, I was going to say out of that large number.
And very proud of having earned that. It was, yes. It was a long haul.
It's very much like an Eagle Scout.
That's exactly
in scouting.
What I was thinking. Yeah. When
because
I was like,
you do have
that too.
You have, like, an Eagle Scout has all the merit badges and then a scouting project.
Right.
That's very much like what a Distinguished Toastmasters pathway is.
Except I may be the oldest eagle in it, but anyway.
Okay, so I'm going to ask some questions here again to you guys. So who owns the organization, or is there a head to the organization of Toastmasters?
We are a club.
Mm-hmm.
Each club is independent. We are under the umbrella of Toastmasters International, and we pay dues to them for organizational things. But there is no owner, there is no boss, there is no leader other than there is a president of the club, just like any club has a board. And each meeting, there is a Toastmaster who starts and stops the meeting and other roles within that. But there is no owner. There is no boss.
Well, that So then everybody's their own individual, including the two different groups here.
Exactly.
But you're all part of the same organization, just your own different one. Well, we just talked right all past our break here, so we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with your cue in just a moment here on KQEN News Radio, 1240 AM.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. We are in the studio today talking with three local members of Toastmasters. So we have Jim Daniels, Becky Holm, and Kim. Todd. Thank you. Here in the studio. And so we want to get a little bit more out about your meetings and what people can expect if they come. So what happens at a Toastmasters meeting? Like, what's that hour look like?
We have printed agendas that have the introduction and the explanation of what the different roles are. Hopefully all of the roles have been filled before the meeting begins. And if there's guests there, and please come and be a guest, if there's guests, we explain what's happening so that there's no surprises. We invite people to participate. But there, what it starts out with after the explanation is if we have a prepared speech, that happens. And then we have the impromptu speeches, which we call table topics. And then we move into evaluations. And touching on evaluations is people who are afraid of criticism need to come to Toastmasters, because it's not a critical thing. We do our evaluations in a very specific way. Mm-hmm. We tell people what they did great.
Mm-hmm.
And then we tell people what, or tell the person what could be improved upon. And that's our opinion of what could be improved upon. And then we tell them what has worked well and what's very effective. And we call that the sandwich method, or the Oreo method. And it doesn't make people feel as if they've been attacked.
Absolutely, right. We did that with Miss Douglas County, and we called it praise and pointers. And same exact theory behind it, because you're given praise and you're given pointers, and pointers doesn't sound like a critical word, so people kind of take it pretty easy. But if you give the praise with the poison or with the pointer, yeah, it goes down a lot smoother. So
yes, that's method. Exactly right, Shannon. We have experienced speakers and professionals in our club. There's always somewhere they can improve. There's maybe an ending that they could have better placed, or done with more emphasis on the syllable, as I like to say. At any rate, it just ends up being one of those things where if you're in a process and a mindset of constantly improving your public speaking skills or communication skills, I find that some of these skills work with my kids, just like you're working with youth mm-hmm. at the Douglas County pageant. It's very important to uplift and bolster what you see being done well. I see so many young people that have just so much in place. And so to bolster that, and then to also usher in that next level of etiquette and information that they need to take them to the next place. I would like to say here, Shannon, we love when guests come to our club, and that's really the first step to anybody attending one of our meetings, is going to toastmasters.org. You can enter in the zip code and find both of our clubs. And there's just an automatic email, say, I'm thinking, I heard you on the radio, or I've always wanted my cousin to do this. We get a lot of referrals from people who think people they
other
work
people
with
should
need to
do
come.
It. Yeah.
And so we send them a nice little general letter and invite them. You don't have to do anything the first meeting. Some people just sit quietly and observe the first couple of times. And then they learn as they go what kind of meeting formats look like, and, you know, how the membership works. But really, just showing up to a meeting or just reaching out with that email by going to the Toastmasters.org website is the best way to learn more about what both of our clubs offer.
And if somebody wanted to do, since one of your groups is virtual, so it's kind of hard to just show up at a certain time, they could find that or connect through that.
That's part of the process. When they go to Toastmasters.org, they find the Roseburg 604 Club, which is the virtual right now. They can find the WOW Club, whichever one they select. When they send in that, I'm interested to know more, they are automatically going to get an email from their club presidents that say, this is how we meet, here's the links, and they will be put on a reminder once a week, because we do meet once a week. I actually look forward to Thursdays the most of any day of the week, even though I have to be up really early for it. I just am surrounded by a group of professionals, and we have two military retirees. I just feel like it's the most edifying way to start my day. I leave with better vocabulary and just a good start to my day.
Inspired. Yes, inspiring in the morning. I think that one of the things, it sounds, with having pageant in my past, not any longer, but in my past, is that we used to recommend our title holders to go, because it is amazing how much growth a individual can get out in a short amount of time, honestly. So I think that's really
important.
And, you
know, I think you've sent some of your pageants, your pageant contestants to our meetings, because we've heard speeches from them. We've also had a couple other competitors come. We've had a TED talker practice their TED talk for the big stage. It's a really exciting place to be, because you're not always going to meet the same group every week. It's always changing. And we really appreciate those kind of referrals, because they tend to come back. They tend to share the information with those they know.
Well, and it's neat to also be able to see the growth. So if you guys can say, okay, here, I remember when you came 6 months ago, and I just seen such a vast improvement in your speaking skills, that that's encouraging. So I think that the weekly meetings are great. And on the evaluations, you talked about the praise and the pointers, but what are some of those things that you might pick up on?
Every meeting includes a portion of evaluation of the speakers, whether they be a formal speech or table topics. And the thing that we teach, we call the sandwich method, where we talk a bit about how we liked what was done. We talk about what can be improved, and very clearly talk about how to improve that. And then talk again about, come back, we want you to try this again, love to see this, so that the person doesn't just walk away devastated. You can do this with an employee. You can tell them that they're not a very good employee and they'll never come back the next day. Or you can tell them in the right way that they're not a very good employee, and how they can improve, and how they are able to improve, and how you'll help them improve. All of a sudden, you've got an employee that's back and dedicated and anxious to do better. Which would you rather have? Come to Toastmasters and learn how we do that.
Toastmasters is also a place, we call it the two F's. You have fun, and it's a safe place to fail. If you have a big sales presentation that you need to practice, practice it. Come to the Toastmasters meeting. You're in front of friends. We get very close pretty quickly. You're in front of friends, and so it's a safe place to fail. It's a safe place to practice what you need to communicate to others and polish it up.
That way, you know, that presentation out of the park when you're doing it in that time where it actually really is counting.
Exactly.
Towards maybe a decision being made, a grant being granted, you know, a job offer being offered, or absolutely. I think that's really powerful to know that it is.
And we have fun.
Nice place to, yeah, I
like and fun. We have fun. One of the things that we practice, and we'll kind of go into table topics on this, is we practice how to speak impromptu. We might get weird questions. What is the smell of the color purple? And you speak for 2 minutes on it. Okay, I wouldn't actually ever give that one. It would be the color. It would be the smell of the color 9. But you learn to speak. Totally
I know what you mean.
Off the cuff.
So someone stands up and says, tell us about the time you met a celebrity. Kim. Mm-hmm. You didn't know it was going to be you, Kim. Everybody in the room is thinking about a celebrity. When did I meet a celebrity? So you're all processing this. Kim gets up, has to talk for 1 to 2 minutes about the time she met a celebrity, and close it up, make it into a concise speech.
Mm-hmm.
1 to 2 minutes. It's great skill to have.
The real world application is when your boss comes to you and says, so about that project you've been working on.
Right.
And you need to say something. You need to be able to concisely say something.
Right.
And conciseness is important. I think one thing I've also gotten is knowing your audience. There are so many times you have a great story and you have information to relay. However, you have to consider who is listening to your message. And you can have all the facts and figures and you can have, you know, those PowerPoint presentations, but you're not going to connect with people if you haven't figured out what they care about, what you really want them to leave with, and who the receiver is in front of you. Those are things that when you come and practice at a Toastmasters meeting, you have people in the audience pointing it out to you if you do go astray, and also areas that you didn't even know you needed to pay attention to. I practice everything that I'm going to do, whether it's something recreationally or professionally at my Toastmaster meetings. It's a big help.
So we're going to finish up here already, actually. So I just want you guys to touch again. Where can people find you?
Toastmasters.org.
And there's virtual. So if you're uncomfortable still being in an area with other people, there's virtual, there's live. So you can be there with people at the WOW group. And which you said meets at the Roseburg Senior Center.
Yes.
And that's
Tuesday evenings.
Tuesday evenings. And they're
or
fun.
Or you can do both.
And they're fun. And yeah. I mean,
yeah, sometimes I do both.
Yeah.
So one quick last thing here, because we have just got a quick second, is I just want to also say thank you so much for being here. I hope people take you guys up on this offer and be a guest, just like they say in Beauty and the Beast. Be our guest, be our guest. We should all sing and join now. So thank you to the three of you, Kim and Becky and Jim, for being here. Come join Toastmasters. As you can tell, these three are a good time to be around. Have some fun, learn some skills, and tune up the speaking skills there for your next job interview.
And consider what the smell of the color 9 is.
Yes. We'll be back in just a moment with your cue.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Shannon Sebastian here with your cue. And now it is time for the Local Business Buzz, sponsored by Umpqua Survival. And we're doing a quick change now with this Local Business Buzz. So in the studio now, I have Alan Painter.
The anti-Toastmaster.
We just say whatever. And Sasha Ringen is here from Scrubs and More.
Hi, Shannon. How are you doing today?
Oh, so grateful for you to be here. So,
well, thanks for having me.
As some people know, advertised, we had Milo with Oregon Tool and his family coming on today, but they weren't able to make it. So, you know, there's always those unforeseen circumstances, and you jumped in and were willing to come talk with me. So we're
sorry, grateful. I'm here.
thank you. And so Scrubs and More, let's talk about that. How long has it been in business and how did it get started?
Oh gosh, the Scrubs and More store has been around for about 5 years. It originally started as part of Rick's Medical Supply, who's been in the community for, I think, 48 years coming up in March. And the walk and say hi, by the way, before I forget. So we've been around for 5 years. We recently just relocated to downtown, 830 Southeast Rose Street. So we've been there since June. I'm very excited to be a part of downtown. We did separate from Rick's Medical, so we're now our own entity doing our own thing. So it's been a fantastic move.
And now we're neighbors.
Absolutely.
It's just right down the street, Ellen.
Yeah.
Well, once we get Jack's fixed, and we're going to update on that at the end because he just got broken.
I mean, not fixed, fixed.
No. Oh. We got his leg fixed. But anyway, normally Alan walks him to the bank and would be walking right by your place. So
we wave almost every morning.
Yeah. But, so tell us, I know it has scrubs in the name, but tell us a little bit about, like, what all do you offer?
Sure. We offer all sorts of scrubs. We carry Cherokee, Heartsoul, Koi, Dickies. We carry shoes. Specifically, I really specialize in the brand Clogs for the shoes. They are amazing. Stethoscopes, blood pressure cuffs. I mean, pretty much anything you need, I have it, or I can get it for you. We try to have very broad range of sizes. I go from extra, extra small petite up to 5X. So I try to keep everybody accommodated.
I think that was one of the things that when you and I spoke on the phone the other day, I was like, that's really important because mm-hmm. I joke around about it with the gals in the office, but that China doesn't believe we're the size that we are when we order what we order. They think they know our body's different than us. So it makes me laugh. It's like, if I ordered that, I wanted that. So I think that the fact that somebody can come in to a locally mm-hmm. owned and operated store, right. which is what we're about, and try something on
right.
and know if it's going to fit them or not fit them, or at least be able at the minimum to hold it up to them and go, okay, this looks about right, or what is so valuable. I mean, that is the huge downside of buying mm-hmm. online is those returns all the time. Because
and I'm an instant gratification person myself. Like if I'm needing something, I want it right now. I don't want to order and wait for it. So that's kind of the up plus of being, you know, somewhere available. You can go in, see what the fabric feels like, try it on. And I order for people all the time, too. It takes about a week mm-hmm. and a half-ish to come in. So if I don't have what you need, the size or color, I can absolutely get it for you.
Valentine's is coming up.
Well, the one thing I want to know is, do they have, you know, every time I get these scrubs when I go to the hospital or the doctor, they always end up around my knees. So you have scrubs that actually stay up?
Oh, my gosh. Let me fix you up. I will take care of you. No, they're fantastic. And it's, you know, even in the last 5 years that I've been doing this, I, you know, have done retail for my whole life. But for specifically scrubs, how they have evolved. When I first started, I, you know, pictured scrubs as those really thick, crunchy, starchy fabrics. Now they're just, I mean, they're amazing. They're like track pants.
I think I was telling Ellen the thing I liked about when I was in ophthalmology and wearing them. I didn't do that all the time because our office hadn't gone to where everybody did that yet.
Sure.
But it was really nice because you just went and grabbed the hanger and your outfit was already done.
It's done. Exactly.
It was like, there's my pants and my top and I'm done and it's comfortable and you didn't mind if you got a little iodine on you or
right.
something, you know, that would normally stain mm-hmm. your nice clothes. And so...
So we're working on new fashion style here, scrubs in the office?
Yes.
I don't think that's ever going to pass, but...
I don't know. There's scrubs that look pretty professional. Nobody would know.
They're super comfy.
And your comfort.
Yeah, they are super comfortable.
Comfort levels all the way.
And so now you said how long you've been there since June?
We moved to downtown since June.
Mm-hmm. June. It just seems like time flies.
Oh, my gosh.
It just feels like we just had our 4th of July parade, and like I'm still resting up from it.
It's crazy.
So it's time just flies because mm-hmm. it just seems like it was just a month ago. And so people can come in, they can order, they can, mm-hmm. what are your hours?
We are open Monday through Friday, 10 to 6. And I try to be very accommodating. I know a lot of people in the medical field have very cattywampus schedules, so I always encourage people to call me ahead. I can stay open later. I can come in earlier. If you need a weekend appointment, you know, we schedule weekend appointments. So I try to be there as much as I can to accommodate as many people as we can.
That is really kind of you.
Well, I know how crazy it is. What else am I going to be doing?
Let me
sell you some scrubs.
That's super kind of you, though, but that just goes to show how you're willing to go the extra mile for the people that are working in here and putting in those hard hours at the hospital or at the doctor's office, especially the last couple of years, and that you're willing to accommodate or be flexible. I just think that speaks volumes.
Well, thank you.
So kudos to you
Thanks.
For that.
That
just hits
That's
me as something really
we
awesome.
We wanted to highlight the hometown spirit of
businesses
like
exactly
yours,
it. Thank
serving you. Serving our neighbors. So Do you see a lot of non-medical people?
Absolutely. And that's the other thing I wanted to touch on, thank you, is it's not just for medical people. I mean, I have vet techs, chiropractors, you know, nail techs, hair salon people that come in. They don't want to get the dye on their clothing. I have people that come in and buy scrubs for pajamas. I mean, they are just so comfortably amazing. So anybody can come in and just leave super comfortable.
I need a set up with Pittsburgh Steelers. That'd be like the ideal football watching
Pittsburgh fan, huh?
You might have to check in that for us. That might help the office win over there.
Also, let me see what I can do for you.
Yeah. I bet they exist.
I'm sure they do.
Sounds like you have lots of brands to choose from too. So when you had mentioned the hairstylist too, mm-hmm. it's like, well, I know mine always dresses adorably and looks cute.
Same here.
Giving you a shout
out.
But it's like the dye. I mean, I don't know mm-hmm. how they don't ruin a ton of clothes. So this would really make sense. And, you know, they could wear a scarf with it or still be cute and fashionable, or at least wear the top or something. Anyway, food for thought.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got my hairdresser on, at least wearing the scrub tops. She's like, oh, that's great. Just put one on, change it out, put it in the wash, done.
Right.
Instead of ruining her clothes.
And the vet techs look so cute when you go in their office. And,
they get the animal prints and they match. And
they're matchy-matchy. Mm-hmm. It just makes it seem like more of a team atmosphere.
Nice, complete, yes, absolutely.
It's just the whole deal. So your phone number, if anybody wants to reach out and
our
call
phone number.
Scrubs and More and order something or make a special appointment or...
So our phone number is 541-670-7984. I do have a Facebook page. If you just search the Scrubs and More store, I do not have a website yet. We're working on that. So hopefully in the near future, we'll have somewhere you can go online, see what we have to offer, and be able to place orders that way.
So you're ordering online, but you're still supporting a local business, and that's important.
Right.
So
it'll be
you can have the
coming
best
out of
worlds
us
if you're one of those online shoppers. There you go.
And I, you know, it's nice to have that option. But I've always been a true supporter and support where you live. So the more we can get people, staying local and supporting local, that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Well, I just want to say welcome, neighbor. And
well, thanks, neighbor.
I'll have to come down and properly welcome you since we met here on the
Fantastic.
Radio, even though we talked on the phone. And the Watkins, Brad and Don and Rick are near and dear to my heart
and
family. And so
amazing, amazing people. I could not be more blessed to have found the perfect people to work for me. So it's been quite the journey.
Yeah, it's nice when you find the right spot.
Yes.
I found mine at Premier Insurance.
Oh.
With my family. I just
love
said
it.
That today to the girls. I'm
love
like,
it.
I'm very appreciative and I love working here. So thank
it just
you.
It makes all the difference. You know, when you're happy doing what you're doing, where you're at, it shows in what you're doing. So
right. And one of the girls in our office, she said, you know, we are like family. It's like we can say what we want to say to each other or what we feel like we have to say to be complete. And everybody's going to know that. Even if it is a pointer or, you know, could be considered criticism, it comes from a place of love to just better us all. And I think that when you have that safe place or that wonderful place to work, that it is kind of magical.
Yeah.
So
agreed.
I feel blessed.
High five over that one.
Yeah, high five over the monitors here. Well, thank you for being here.
Thank
We're so appreciative
so much.
And for just jumping in and
here. You know, it's a great opportunity. I could not. I know you had stopped by earlier, Alan, and discussed it. So I was super stoked that I had the invitation. And, of course, I was going to jump on it. But thank you for your time. I appreciate it very much.
Well, that's what we're here for. And we have to say shout out to Umpqua Survival because they're the one sponsoring the segment of the show.
Absolutely.
And they also
Absolutely.
Believe in supporting local business and have been a fun partner for us. So on that note, we're actually going to be back in just a moment here and we will announce this week's winner and talk a little bit more about that. So we'll be back with
and
your
it's not
cue.
Me.
And it's
or
not me,
I
either.
Doubt it. Darn it.
But we'll be back and tell you who it is in just a moment. This is your cue on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
This is KQEN Local Talk at 4 on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Welcome back. Shannon Sebastian in the studio with Alan Painter, owner of Premier Insurance. And that was fun.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm liking that segment. I get quick change artists,
really,
but it's
is.
Fun.
I mean, we take for granted the businesses that we see in our community. We drive by, and of course, everyone is familiar with Rick's. But you never really got to know the people unless you were a customer there. Or what they offered to people, like scrubs. I had no idea that would be for normal guys like me sit around and watch football on a Sunday. So it's really neat to get to see the inside and get to know these neighbors that support our whole community.
Yeah, I mean, they're right down the street from us. So that was really fun. So thank you, Sasha, for being on, and Brad for connecting that too, and Alan for stopping in. That just worked out perfectly and covered us with Milo not being able to be here today. No fault of his own, mind you, everybody. Yep. So he'll be back on later.
Yep. And actually, we're just building up the hype. It's like, sorry I didn't get, but keep waiting.
Milo's coming. He's going to be on here.
And I'm excited to get my Steeler scrubs.
You go.
Christmas is coming.
So Christmas is not coming. We're in January.
Cowboy Christmas in July.
There we go. Oh, you silly guy. Okay, so update on Jax, because last week I asked our listeners, I want to say viewers sometimes, to pray for him because you had just picked him up out of the office and booked it down south for him to have emergency surgery. So update us on that.
Well, I have to say that your prayers worked, and thank you to everybody for thinking about Jax. There's
a lot of
inquiries on our Facebook page saying, check it in, see how Jax is doing. He's doing amazing. He actually had surgery last week, 21 stitches in his arm and elbow, or his leg. And he's not supposed to be walking at all, really, for the next 12 weeks, but he's cheating. And he seems to be out of pain, and unfortunately, he wants to play ball again. So he's got a little sparkle in his eye. But again, thank you for all your prayers. I mean, it was really a stressful time. He's a lot tougher than us in the office, I can tell you that much.
Yeah, he is super special to all of us, and it was really hard just waiting out, knowing when he was going to get help was brutal. The days were long.
Yes, they were. I had no idea that you couldn't find an animal surgeon in the entire state. I was blessed to be able to find the appointment on Thursday down in Medford. Other than that, we were headed to Seattle on the following Monday, so it was glad we got to stay in state, and they were fantastic with the service. And then I'd be remiss if I didn't mention our neighbors for the love of paws.
Right.
They were fantastic in caring for Jax. I mean, they're right across the street, and they're wonderful people. But having experienced them, their professional side, I could tell you they were amazing. And the treatment they gave and the compassion. Matter of fact, they called the house last night just to check up on him.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, just want to make sure I get a shout out for them.
Yeah, so thank you to everybody that played a part in praying for him, making calls, suggestions for veterinaries.
Yep.
I mean, there was no stone unturned. Just so you know, if you made a suggestion on Facebook, it was followed through. On the another cool note to do with animals and pets is Saving Grace, our local Saving Grace. There was a challenge on the World Wide Web, social media, in honor of Betty White's 100th birthday, since she didn't make it there, to donate $100 to a local charity. Our local Saving Grace got over $21,000 from the Betty White challenge.
What
and
a blessing.
It is still going up. So that is so cool. Again, Douglas County, you are awesome. We love you. That is so amazing to me.
Well, just when you think they can't do any more, they do.
Yeah. I mean, it just shows, A, we love our animals. Yep. We loved Betty White, still and always will. And Saving Grace was a huge benefactor from that. So they already know how they're going to put the money to use. And so that's super amazing. What I need to make sure we get out here is our winner from Umpqua Survival here. And
drum roll.
Da-da-da-da. Ted Fix, F-I-X. You are the winner of a $25 gift certificate to Umpqua Survival. And so you can pick that up here at the News Review, and I will call you after the show and leave you the instructions on that. But I want to tell people, go out to Umpqua Survival. They have added new classes, some really cool ones down in Canyonville for people who are uncomfortable with your handguns, a.k.a. Shannon. And so to go do that, they've added some CPR. So Carlos told me that last week, and I forgot to give that shout out on the air. And so far, not a ton of you have gone out and entered in this. So the before this catches fire, the odds are really good right now if you go and put your name in the box at the drawing box at Umpqua Survival, which is 2896 Northeast Diamond Lake Boulevard. Stop in today and get your name in there.
Well, as a side note, I've tried to go in there. I've been in there three times and tried to sign up. They slapped my hand, said Shannon said no.
Shannon says no.
I love that store.
So it's wonderful. And anyway, thank you so much for listening today and for Toastmasters for being on. Alan, for joining me again. I always love it when you're in the studio with me. And Sasha from Scrubs and More. Check them out. Find some comfy and cozy clothes there. Some scrubs.
Yep. And everyone get out. Enjoy this fake spring we're having. Great golf weather. You know.
Is that what you're calling it, fake spring?
Absolutely. Fake spring. You just have to get your hopes up, and then you're dashed here when we get frozen and snowed on another week. But the flowers are coming up, and everyone's dreaming of an early spring, but we know that never works out.
We're all about positivity, Alan. You're killing our buzz here.
And seize the day.
Seize the day. Get out. Get the golf in while the golfing's good. Well, that's it for your cue. We'll be back next week. Same time, same place. This is Shannon Sebastian with Alan Painter from Premier Insurance. This is your episode of Your Cue. So that's your cue, Douglas County. Go out and be kind.